When we built these digital humans, like the teams are, you know, have different roles, obviously, but they also come from different fields in the end. So we have like 3D experts, like 3D artists, 3D animators, like character animation is a specific field, right? And so we bring these together, plus the data scientists, the AI experts, for working on the brain of the digital human. And the key aspect is really to have a customized brain and to have a customized large language model. In the end, what you do there is technologies like REG, retrieval augmented generation, where you're taking, you know, custom data and basically you tone this in such a format that you can use it with a large language model and then can have a meaningful conversation with a digital human.
Yeah, a few interesting concepts that you've mentioned there as well, obviously to create that sort of perfect digital human experience. Now, if we're looking at the customization in particular of the brain, how easy is it? And is this again reliant upon the accessibility to synthetic data, or where do you get the data sets to actually create this customized brain? Yeah. You've mentioned as well retrieval augmented generation, which is a term that's used very heavily in the industry at the moment, which helps retrieve a lot of information. But is this a component that helps you create the perfect sort of customized brain? Maybe you can lead us down that path a little.